Please, I want you to lift your voices to God this morning and say, God, we thank you for sending Jesus. I want you to say it to God. God, I thank you for sending Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. I want us to appreciate Jesus this morning. Where would we have been? Where would I have been? Oh, I want you to thank God for Jesus this morning. What can we do except to worship Him? And that's what we can give to God. You and I know that that is what God accepts from us. A heart of gratitude. Can we appreciate God on behalf of everybody that has given testimony this morning? As a people, I want us all to lift our voices to God for the testimony you've heard this morning and say, God, if we... God, if not for you, if not for you, the man said he ran away from the hospital. Nobody was there, but the Holy Ghost was there. Oh, the Bible says rejoice with those who rejoice. Can we rejoice with them this morning? We are rejoicing with ourselves. It is a rule that when you rejoice, your rejoicing will come. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Happy Easter to you. Happy Easter to you. Can you put your hands together for God? We say, please, you may be seated. I think we should actually close this service. So the message is going to be very short. God has spoken to us already, yes or no? Everything we've heard. I don't know what else we need to hear that we've not heard. I don't even know what God has not done. You know, I sat down and I was listening. You ask yourself the question, who can do what has been done? Which pastor? Who are you? Where did you come from? If God is not there, what is it about? I said it to you. We only pray, is only God that answers prayers. Even when everybody was sleeping in the middle of the night, he that keepeth his neither slumber, nor do what? Nor sleep. Even when you are in the church, they say the grace and you are at the entrance. No problem. The Holy Ghost knows how to work his thing. Don't start up for the first time out. No problem. For those of you, maybe you are sitting there, you are not standing up for the first time out. No problem. Don't join any department in the church. I say, no problem. Just come. Just as you are, is God not good? God is good and his mercy is endured forever. Praise ye the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Very briefly this morning as we close, very, very soon. Are you in a celebration mode? I can't hear you. Are you in a celebration mode? Are you in a celebration mode? Don't ever let the devil put you in another mood. And this is it. He's a liar. Don't ever allow him to put you in another mood because your attitude is important to God. When you have a positive attitude before God, you are saying that you have confidence in God. That's what you're saying. You may not be saying anything from your mouth. What you are saying to yourself is, I have confidence in God. And God can handle this. That's why the Bible says, with God, all things are what? Possible. Can you imagine the Olomolas? 2 years ago, just imagine what they will be thinking about. Your miracle will come. I say your miracle will come. Please, 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 and please. Sometimes we need somebody to do what to push us. Where Martin was, you do. Please, tell somebody push with caution. Also, please, you too, push somebody. You know, there's a holy push. There's a push of love. Yes. Push somebody. Encourage somebody. Pray with somebody. Enable somebody. This is the house of God. Now, please, who is the church? I can't hear you. Who is the church? Are you part of the church? Say, we are the church. Listen to me. The church is not this building. The church is us. All of us are the church. So that is where the problem of the devil is. The devil does not know who God wants to use next. If he likes, if he's going this direction, God is going this direction. If he's going this direction, God is going this direction. That is why when you see one man that is performing, it's a dangerous place. When Jesus left, they thought it has finished. Oh, people began to rise. Left, right, center, forward, backward. You will rise. I say you will rise. The death of Jesus, look at what the death of Jesus has done in the world. Look at all of us believers. Please don't mind what the devil is saying. The church is powerful. Say the church is powerful. Don't ever mind what he's saying on the social media. It's a lie. He wants to discourage you. Remember those the drama we just watched. Hello? Make sure they are discouraged. Make sure they are this one. That is exactly what the enemy is doing. He cannot handle us. The power is too much. He said, I will build my church. I've never given a testimony before. In fact, I don't even know. The way he was holding my, you know, he did not know the degree of testimony itself. He was just doing what he liked. But when God has done something for you, you can't keep it. If you can keep it, it's not the miracle of God. You will say it the way you can say it. When you are saying, you don't have to. When you will say it the way you can say it. The wife was giving birth. The man has left the hospital. What is that? He ran away. Praise the Lord. What can God not do? What can God not do? Do you know that the woman that just gave a testimony here, honestly speaking, I'll be honest with you, it was after the Sunday service. So maybe she came over, I don't know, like you said. So she said, today, Daddy, today is my bad day. I said, okay. And I was thinking, I was listening. Okay, today is your bad day. Okay. I just said, what do you want God to do for you? He said, I want the fruit of the womb. Ah! I said, this is not the prayer of head. This must be a prayer of heart. And pastor is tired. Daddy is tired. Daddy is very, very what? Tired. The only thing that daddy wants is a cold month to wash down. Is that not the truth? So I was looking around. Who should I? Somebody has to come and pray for this. She sat in front of me. You will see that she has faith to receive something. Nobody has to tell you. I just saw somebody. One of our sisters, and I called. I said, please pray with this woman. She's believing God for this. And I left. I didn't pray. And I didn't know who I said to pray for. I didn't know. It was close to when she wanted to deliver. We sat down there together with her husband. I said, they were looking for, I said, go and call somebody for me. I said, please come and say, do you know them? She said, this is the sister that prayed for us the other time. You know what? When God is somewhere, miracles happen at will. Everybody is a miracle worker. Say, I am a miracle worker. You know what? Because God can use you. Matthew 28. Very, very quickly. From verse 1, I read. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. Ah! Atmosquake now. For the angels of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Every stone that is sealing your destiny, the same way it was rolled away for Jesus. Listen to me, believe me. It will be rolled away today in the name of Jesus. Every stone. Some of us, let me tell you something about stone. And you will know. Nobody has to tell you. You will be telling yourself, this is not who I should be. Yeah.
That's what you're telling your God.
I'm not supposed to be at this level. This is not a question of somebody telling you that truth. You will know that truth. This is not my level. It is because of a stone. You will be telling yourself, you know, it is a reason, it is stone as silo. I decree today that the fire of the Holy Ghost will remove every stone on the path of your destiny in the name of Jesus. Every stone that have sealed your womb. Every stone that have sealed your womb. It is removed today in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. If Jesus Christ said, as the Father has sent me, so have I sent you. Let me tell you something. We carry, you see, maybe not at that level where we carry the power of Jesus. You know what? If you don't know you carry the power, but you have the name. Do you have the name of Jesus? Do you have the name of Jesus? Listen to me. Please don't underestimate your capacity. Don't belittle yourself. The enemy wants you to belittle yourself because Jesus is not coming back to do this job. Jesus is going to send you an I. As the Father has sent me, so have I sent you. So when you see anybody that have any issue, please endeavor to pray with them. My sister, let us pray. My brother, let us pray. Don't ever let people miss the benefit of your prayers. In any situation. I'm not saying do anything fantastic, but you can pray. At least you can pray. My brother, can we pray? My sister, can we pray? Do you know what God wants to do next? Do you know what God wants to do next? You are not the one to answer the prayer. You are the only one to just do the... But if we did not do the prayer, that's why the Bible said men always ought to do what? To pray and to not to... Because God answer prayer. Please, please, and please, henceforth. This is the revelation, resurrection gift to you. Any situation that you find, please do what? Pray. Pray for people. Look at the angel. This is a dressing for celebration month. You know what? Why will heaven do this? For humanity. Think about it. Look at the length that heaven had to go to this length for you and I. Please, my brother, my sister. Don't let all this economic, don't underestimate yourself. You know what the enemy wants to do? Say you want to know. Say, do you want to know? Hey, do you want to know? I will sing one song. Atumida yago. Lono mi yago. That's what he wants to do. He wants to batter us. He wants to... Then, you know what happened? As he's batting us, we are developing capacity. That is why, please, please, and please, stop criticizing yourselves. Stop criticizing people. So let us encourage ourselves. Sometimes somebody is passing through something. He needs brethren around you. Look at what they said. They said, I thank God for this family. There is a family in this place. And the family is not... It's not that they only the person. No. Everybody is acting. And God takes the... glory. This is not a one-man church. This is everybody's what? I can't everybody's church. So the enemy does not know who to catch. He's coming here. Somebody's doing this. He's coming here. Somebody's doing this. Everybody's church. We are like in the act of apostle. Everyone is acting. Say, I'm an actor. Yes, you are an actor. And the fear of him, the keeper did shake and became as dead men. Your enemy will be like dead men. Hey, look, let me tell you, is it true? You don't know what they are thinking about. The enemy, honestly speaking, look, everybody that has picked your identity for evil, they'll be like dead men. Anybody that wants to kidnap anybody that is close to you, including yourself, they will be like dead men in the name of Jesus. How can we be afraid in our country? That's exactly what they are doing. That is exactly what they are doing. You don't know it's a strategy that the enemy has been using from ages. When you are afraid, can you be creative? When you are afraid, can you think right? When you are afraid, will you not be misbehaving? When you are afraid, will you not be talking rubbish? When you are afraid, can you believe God? It's difficult. That's why they made this 700 and something naira. These people that go to church, they use generator. We deal with them. Yes. These people that have industry, we will deal with them. We want to cripple the economy, it will not happen. I say it will not what? I say it will not happen. Don't let them change our gaze and our language. It can. The devil is a terrible devil. Now, look at what the angel said. And the angel answered and said to the woman. Let's read. What did he say? Please, what did the angel say? Fear not. Ah, please tell somebody, please fear not. Tell another person, fear not. Look at your neighbor. I don't want this one. When I tell you, tell somebody, I'm not looking. Say, tell somebody, say, fear not. For I know that Jesus is sick, which was crucified. He's not here, he's for you. And the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre. Now, two things still follow them. What followed them? With fear and great joy. They are mixing it up. With fear. They still have fear. Every spirit of fear. Because of what you have passed through, what you are passing through, the news you have been hearing, the news you are hearing, what your environment is, I remove those spirits in the name of Jesus. Verse 10. Then Jesus said unto them, what did Jesus first tell them? Jesus said what? Be what? Be not what? He said somebody, be not afraid. Tell another one, be not afraid. Fear is the weapon of the enemy. In this season of resurrection, fear is the weapon of the enemy. Tell somebody, be not afraid. Tell another one, be not afraid. I've not told you the title of my message, the power of resurrection. Be not afraid. That was the first thing that Jesus told them when he resurrected. So that is exactly what Jesus is telling you today. Tell somebody, be not afraid. Tell another person, be not afraid. If people will not be afraid when they are faced with a situation, you know why? There must be some people who can be of help. There must be some people who can say, my brother, let us pray. There will be some people who are saying, my sister, we are holding on with you. There will be some people who are saying, I'm praying for you. There will be some people who are saying, you see, sometimes some people get on my prayer list, they don't leave the prayer list in 1 or 2 years. And you don't even have to know. When people are praying for you, fear will disappear in the name of Jesus. When you are praying for people, fear will disappear in your own life too. Because you are a servant of God. So, please, please, and please, when people tell you some things, let it get on your prayer list. Please tell somebody else, fear not. Now, be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee and there they shall see me. Now, verse 11. I want you to be conscious of verse 11. Let's be conscious of verse 11 to 14. Verse 11 to 14. And I need you to be conscious of these verses. 11 to 14. Now, when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. Since then, he had the enemy. And when they were assembled with the elders and had talked, taking counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers. Why? Saying ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. That must be the narrative. Henceforth, Jesus did not resurrect. He did not resurrect. That must be the narrative. Now, So they took the money and did as they were taught. Now, and this thing is what? Is commonly reported among the Jews until when? I can't hear until when. Until when? Until today. So the devil gave them a message. And I want you to see the counter of the message. Verse 18. And I want us to read together. The devil gave them a message. They came to steal him. They stole him away. So that is the narrative. And they were passing the message across, and across, and people believe it. But Jesus, when he came, he gave us also a message. So you can't be telling me that the enemy will do his job. The question is, do you know your own job? The question is this, are you conscious of what the enemy is doing or what God is doing through you? The question is this, are you busy for Jesus or you want to be busy for the enemy? The enemy has a narrative. And the people they gave money to, they said they were taught what to do. It wasn't like they just, they were taught. They discipled them. They were designed for the message. They must nullify that message. Yeah, they must pour water on it. That is why when you are doing evangelism, people show up to you and they are nullifying what you are saying. These are people that have been discipled. Till today, they will raise other people and say, no, it's not like this. Look at what Jesus said when he was resurrected. Now, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go, 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, what did he say? How many power? Look at the power, where the power resides. All power in heaven. And where? Say I have power here. I don't say I have power here. Do you know that you have power here, you have power in heaven? So that is why we can pray to God and God can answer our prayer. He said it has been given to me. They didn't just give him. Jesus Christ was qualified to collect it from the devil. Everything that the devil did against man in Eden, he reversed it. But the enemy also has a narrative. So you know what happened? If you are not careful, if you allow the narrative of the enemy to swallow your voice, you know what? You're going to be subject to them. If you allow the narrative of the enemy to resound in your heart, you are likely going to be voicing for the enemy. That is why in church we don't promote what the devil is doing, we promote what Jesus is doing. You are not the promoter of the devil. I don't want to know what the devil is doing. I only want to know what Jesus is doing. I cannot come here to proclaim what the enemy is doing here. That is not my job. My job is to proclaim what God is doing. Because if you advertise the devil long enough, who will know the devil more than they know God? That was the narrative. If you advertise the enemy enough, I don't care if people are Christians, they most likely are going to know the enemy. This is the way the enemy will act. This is the way we are. You living in the same house with the enemy? What's your business? The Bible says, resist what? Resist the devil. I shall do what? He shall do what? He didn't say have a conversation with the devil. That's not your level. No, he didn't say so. He said, resist the enemy, for and he shall flee from you. Jesus said, all power given to me. Verse 19, Jesus also gave a commandment. The same commandment they gave to those people, just gave a counter one. He said, go ye therefore, and do what? You teach them. The same way those people were taught to go and be teaching, the same way we have us to be teaching. But you know the difference? We have power. That's the difference. So don't ever understand the reason why sometimes it is difficult to evangelize. He said, teach them. And teaching is not only when you are talking once. Teaching is a lifestyle. You know, people watch you over the years. Teaching is a lifestyle. It's something that people can say, they say of a surety, they watch you over the years, and they say to themselves, there is something different about you. You know, I remember my dad. Many, many years after, I got born again, you know, like I've told you the story before. One day I came from church, I was ministering to my dad and my uncle. I know them, we know each other. So we know what we do. And you know, my dad, I was preaching heavily on that Sunday. I think it was cutting his heart. My dad said, stop it. I said, what did I do? Is it not my dad again? He said, stop. He said, okay, if you are not careful, I will not allow you to go to that church again. I said, Daddy, you remember what you said to us? He said, what did I tell? He said, by when we are 21, we can do whatever we like. He said, yes. Okay. I won't go back on my word, but don't preach to me again in your life. You can do what you like, go to anywhere you like, but don't preach to me again. Anytime I'm praying, the Holy Ghost in the room, he will come and say, he will be passing. He will not go. He will say, what are you saying, like somebody that is mad? Eh? He's saying to somebody, you are talking like somebody that is mad. The head is not correct again. I was suspending all the demons in the environment. I was taking charge of all the principalities and power in the environment. I was doing everything. And guess what? After about maybe close to 15 years, 20 years. When I've been consistent, my father called me one day saying, you know, I've watched you over the years. Things have worked for you. I watch your choice of wife. I watch what your wife is doing. I watch everything about you. Things have worked for you. That was what led to the fact that my father gave his life. At the last minute, listen to me. Let your light shine. Some people, let your light shine. And I was saying, let your light shine. He said, go therefore and be all nations, baptizing them in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Please, I know that there are pressures. I know there are some things that when you pass through some things, you are discouraged. I know that in the environment we live in, that is why the devil wanted to, this cannot be his headquarters. Nigeria cannot be the headquarters of the devil. We refuse it in the name of Jesus. Do you agree with me? We refuse it in the name of Jesus. 2023, we answer to us in the name of Jesus. I am with you even to the end of the world. I will not leave you nor forsake you. It shall be well with you. I say it shall be well with you. Everything you lay your hands upon to do, we prosper in the name of Jesus. But I want to tell you today, power of resurrection is not only an event. Resurrection is not only an event. There's a personality behind the resurrection. John chapter 11. And was revealed by the resurrection himself. John chapter 11. I read from verse 24. This was a conversation between Martha and Jesus. The resurrection is not an event alone. It's not something that we mark in a particular season. Yes, we are marking it in this season. But there is something much more important beyond this season. Is the personality of the resurrection. The resurrection is a person. And he said it to us. Jesus said unto her, 23, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. He said, don't postpone it. It's too long. If the resurrection is only at the last day, it's too long. So what's going to happen to your life? So what's going to happen to you when you need the power? What's going to happen to you throughout your lifetime? If you are postponing it to the last day? No! This is an error. You know what happened? If Jesus did not say what he said, this would be an error. And people can believe it. Verse 25, I want us to read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Jesus said to who? Who? I am what? And what? Wait a minute. He had not died. Remember. He had not died. He had not gone to the cross. He said, I am the what? Resurrection. And what? And the life. How can it be resurrection when he had not died? How can it be the resurrection when Jesus had not died? Revelation. Chapter 13, verse 8. All that that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Jesus has been slain in the spiritual from the foundation of the world. So that is why most things that you see today, they originated from the spiritual. So that is why we talk about issues of life. Some people say, you see, there are some things that happen in the spiritual realm. You only see the physical. Jesus had been slain from the foundation of the world. So when Jesus showed up, it's just a physical manifestation of what had been done in the spirit. And he knew. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. And when he got to the tomb of Lazarus, he had to come forth. Jesus established who he is and is still. And his only resurrection is life. Everything that is dead. Not only resurrection. But if life does not follow resurrection, everything that is dead around you, they will receive life in the name of Jesus. I said they receive life in the name of Jesus. I am. I am. Not I was. Not I will be. I am presently the resurrection and the life. So the resurrection is a person. I have come that they might have life. And have the life more abundantly. Everything that is not working in your blood. Everything that is not working in your cell. Every cancerous cell. Every disease of Egypt. Diabetes. And if you are watching me online, listen to me. Everything that is not working in your system. I call the power of resurrection and life to heal you in the name of Jesus. Everything that is making you blind and you are complaining. Anywhere you are, no matter what is happening, some people are making it. You will make it in this country. I say you will make it in Nigeria. I say you will make it in Nigeria. Let me tell you something. Whatever you say, you get. Martha was close to Jesus. Martha was having a conversation with Jesus to take him back to he was having a conversation to control the narrative. That is why, you know what? The Bible says power of what? Life and what? And death is in your tongue. When somebody tells you something and gives you an evil prophecy, please immediately do something about it. When somebody says they have a dream about you and they are telling you the thing, they will be saying, no, it can't be me. It can't be me. In the name of Jesus. Martha was close to Jesus. So this is not a function of the fact that, and it's not that she meant to do evil. She did not just know more than that. Some people talk to you, you go to them for counseling, they do not know more than what they are telling you, and they have something in their mouth, and they are speaking negative to your destiny, and you are listening to them. One day, I was in my final year in school. So I was having a conversation with my dad in the house. And I already had my dreams. And my dad meant well. He said, when you want to do your youth call, they can just post you to the north. I said, I didn't know. Look at this. You love business. You can just meet a businessman that will be doing business. I said, Daddy, what gave you? I said, I don't want to go to the north. I'm going to stay. This is where I want to live. I'm not going to serve in the north. Daddy, no. The capital, no. You know what happened? When posting came, I was posted to Lagos. Mouth. They can't be saying something. Power of life and death is where? In the tongue. Do you know that many Christians are in the shackles of the word that people have spoken to them? Unconsciously. I'm not saying don't believe the doctors. They diagnose, they do everything. They can tell you that is for facts. But let me tell you something. Please, before you leave the place, make sure you pray. If the doctor is a Christian, let the doctor agree with you. For fact, that is exactly what has been said. He said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. He told Martha that. And when he got to the tomb of Lazarus, Lazarus rose up. I speak to you today. Every word, negative word that has been spoken concerning you, Every negative word you have spoken concerning yourself. Every negative word that you have spoken concerning people. Every negative word that you have believed in your heart. Today, the power of resurrection and life, we remove them in the name of Jesus. Every negative word that you have believed concerning 2022. Every negative word that you have believed, the sowing that will happen concerning the next election. The power of resurrection, we remove them in the name of Jesus. Every negative word that we have believed that some people are more powerful in Nigeria than God. Yes, we say they are the owner of Nigeria. The answer is a negative word. They have hired you to be able to say what they have to say. You know what? If they don't hire you, they can't survive. That is why today we are telling exactly what we want to happen to our nation. No, this is not this one. This is not this one. They have hired people. It shall not be so in the name of Jesus. I say it shall not be so in the name of Jesus. So I want us to rise up this afternoon and just raise up our hands to God this morning. Oh, Father, Lord, I thank you. I thank you today. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. And begin to pray to God this morning. Father, I receive life. Yeah, I'm alive. I am alive. I'm alive to my responsibility and my calling. I'm alive to succeed. I'm not only alive to survive, I am alive to blossom. I'm alive to succeed, I'm alive to blossom. I am alive for things to work in my direction and around me. I'm alive to see the best of my children. I'm alive to see them marry. I'm alive to be a grandparent. I'm alive to carry their babies. I'm alive for them to marry the bone of their bone and the flesh of their flesh. Oh, I'm alive to carry my baby in my womb. He said, receive life. 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 I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, let life flow in this assembly this morning, this afternoon. Everything that people have believed that is against your will and your counsel. Oh, Father, we come against in the name of Jesus. Every lie of the enemy, every word that has been spoken to the spirit of people because of what they are passing through, every identity that people have taken upon themselves, which is not from you, I begin to nullify in the name of Jesus. Every picture that you have given to the mind of people, every picture, every report of the enemy, I come against today by the power of resurrection in the name of Jesus. Every grasshopper mentality. Oh, God gave them a land. God promised them a land. A land flowing with milk and honey. They couldn't believe God. Every grasshopper mentality in anybody's life today, I come against in the name of Jesus. Devil, we are not in the Old Testament, so everything can be reversed. No, we are not in the Old Testament. Yes, we are in the New Testament by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says God has given Jesus a name as above every name. That the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every knee of grasshopper mentality, you will bow today in the name of Jesus. I decree that your family will blossom. Yes, now, that is exactly what you want. Yeah, you don't want separation. That is not your portion in the name of Jesus. Your wife will love you. You will love your wife in the name of Jesus. There will be cordial relationship in the name of Jesus. In this church, there will not be husbands that are maltreating their wives. There will not be wives that are maltreating their husbands. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. Can you begin to appreciate God and tell God what you want God to do in your life? Can you just tell God, Lord, I believe. Bible says, he has not called the house of Jacob to seek him in vain. It is not my mouth, it is your mouth. Power resides in your mouth. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. It is the season of resurrection. Just believe God. Believe God. Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe God this morning. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? Please, as the last word, please let me tell you something. Please look at me. I beg. See us. You have two legs.
Abi, you have two hands. You have the mind of Christ. You have eyes. You have ears. You have everything. All the testimony that they gave, were they docile? Were they passive? They were what? They were active. So all things, man, work together. So don't ever tell me that because you are expecting a miracle, you are not active. Be active. Work your life. Work your salvation. Work your destiny. Work your health. See the doctor. Do your medical checkup. Do business. Think right. Negotiate. Do everything. God bless Solomon. Solomon was not just sitting in a place. Solomon was working his life out. Work your life out, and the Lord will bless you. Make his face to shine upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Before the end of this year, everyone will have a testimony. Look, my brother, my sisters, in this church, in the past few weeks, I don't know how many cars we have been dedicated in this church. They say there's a casting down. I don't know how many cars have been dedicated. Ah, your own will come. I say your own will come. Do you know that the testimony that I listen to, and it's for my ears only, they don't want me to say it sometimes. You have a testimony. Somebody said to me, Reverend, I said, yes, ma. My own two has come. I said, what? I said, you remember all the promises of our children going abroad? He said, my own two have gone abroad. They are just coming. Somebody said to me, say, hey, in your church, only they can't finish. Yeah, what did they say? They cannot finish. He said, they are just coming to say, Daddy, we are going tomorrow. Daddy, we are going next week. Daddy, we are going. Should they not go? They must prosper. You will prosper. In the name of Jesus. Please, my brother and my sister, which report will you believe? I said, which report will you believe? Which report will you believe? What did the report say? What did they say to you? It is well with me. Can we share the grace together? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God, our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Wait a minute. If your wife is around you, turn to your wife. If your husband is around you, turn to your husband. And look at each other and say, surely. Hey, your wife or your husband. Don't turn to any other person. You can point some. Look for some. Hey, praise the Lord. Wait. Okay, look at me. You know, sometimes, let me be honest with you. Sometimes little obedience, they do miracles. Oh. Hey, I didn't say go yet. Don't go yet. Hey, praise the Lord. Okay, go and look for your husband or your wife. Ask, please, now go and look for your husband or if your husband is in church. Oh yeah, go to beside your husband. Or your wife. Husband, go and look for your wife. Okay, every other person, sit down. If your husband or your wife is not here. If husband and wife are here, stand up. To start with. If your husband or your wife is not here, thank you, Jerry. All of you that are sitting now, you see, stand up. Oh. Now, please, look at the faces of your wife and your husband. Say, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, shall dwell in the house of the Lord. So everybody rise up today and say, yes, goodness together. 1, 2, 3, go. Goodness and mercy shall follow you. And you shall do what? Forever and ever and ever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Easter.